This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil'alameen, ba'athahu Allah shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira, wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqu Allaha haqqa tuqatih ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it would be a huge injustice if we didn't speak about the month of Muharram and also when Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was murdered on the day of Ashura. My beloved brothers and sisters, one day, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to Al-Madinah and he saw that the people in Al-Madinah, the Jews, they were fasting. And he said to them, "What is this?" So they explained to him, "Hada yawmun azim." This is indeed a very great day. "Hada yawmun naja Allahu azza wa jalla Musa min Fir'aun." This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salatu wa salam from Fir'aun and his people. "Wa aghraqa Allahu azza wa jalla Fir'aun wa ahlah." It was then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned him, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa from the plots of Fir'aun and his troops. So they said to him, "We fast on this day, shukran lillahi azza wa jal. Because Allah azza wa jal saved Musa, we are going to fast to show our thanks and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Fa'inni awla bi Musa minhum." I am more deserving of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than them. We as Muslims, we follow the legacy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam better than anyone else. وَأَحَقُّ بِصِيَامِهِ. And it is more of a right upon us to fast. فَصَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ بِصِيَامِهِ. So he fasted and he instructed everyone to fast, my beloved brothers and sisters. It is in this month, the month of Muharram, my brothers and my sisters, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to as Shahrullah al-Muharram. This is the month of Allah. You know, we are on our best behavior in the month of Ramadan, right? Throughout the day and the nights, because it is a holy month. This month, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributed it to Allah. He said, "Afdalu siyami ba'da Ramadan." The most virtuous fast after the month of Ramadan, my beloved brothers and sisters, is in the month of Muharram. We fast the whole month in the month of Ramadan. We should also fast as much as we can in the month of Muharram. If you can fast all of it, then great. Right? Shahrullah, the month of Allah. This wasn't even said about the Ramadan. We are told it is the month of Quran and so on and so forth about Ramadan, right? But this month, Shahrullah. Right? The poet, my beloved brothers and sisters, he says, "شهر محرم كذا والآكيد عاشره فتاسع دوارد." When speaking about the supererogatory and voluntary fast that one should engage in, the Shahr of Muharram, and then more specifically, the 10th day of Muharram, which is today, and I'm hoping, inshallah ta'ala, most of us are fasting, and then likewise, the 9th. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَى الْقَابِلِ." If I was to remain all the way till the next year, لأصومن التاسع. I would also what? Fast on the ninth. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would say to his companions, be different from the Yahud. خالفوا اليهود. صوموا يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. Either fast the day before or a day after alongside the 10th. Right? What is the reward of fasting on this day, my brothers and my sisters? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةِ. You know the sins from the past year? All of it will be forgiven. If you fast, seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, my beloved brothers and sisters. What I also, my brothers and my sisters, want to mention in this khutbah, as it's an opportunity. It is today when you are going to see people lashing their backs, maybe on Wormsor Road, and in other places around the UK, extremely upset at what happened to the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Al-Husayn ibn Ali, who was also the grandfather, who was also the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right. When it comes to the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an-nasu bayna ifratin wa tafreet. The people, my beloved brothers and sisters, are of two extremes. And then you also have the middle path. One extreme is the hate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family. They are known as the nawasib. And then you have another extreme of going overboard with regards to the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing that Ali ibn Abi Talib had godly attributes, attributing to him that which is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. I was going around the Kaaba many, many years ago, and I heard a group of people shouting from the top of their lungs, Ya Ali anjina min an-nar. Oh Ali, save us from the hellfire. Wallahi. And I stand here while I'm fasting. Right? In Masjid al-Furqan, I heard this with my own ears. So there was an Egyptian man who was further away, pretty far. He began to shout and say, say Ya Allah, say Ya Allah. And they only what started raising their voices even higher. Oh Ali, anjina min an-nar. I remember, subhanAllah, there were some Asians who didn't understand the Arabic language, and they also what started singing along, not knowing the Arabic language, right? May Allah Azza wa Jal help us all to learn the Arabic language. If they knew the Arabic language, they wouldn't have done that. Ash-shahid min al-kalam, there are two extremes, then there is what? The wasat. And we who are trying to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, my brothers and my sisters, we always should try to be what? In the middle. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا أَيْ عَدْلًا خِيَارًا. We created as an ummah and we made you balanced, right? This is how we should be, my brothers and my sisters. So what is it that we believe with regards to Alu Bayt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, Inni tarikun fikum al-thaqalain. I'm going to leave two great things with you. Ma in tamassaktum bihi lan tadillu ba'di abada. If you hold on to it, you will never ever go astray. And in another narration, my brothers and my sisters, ahaduhuma akbaru min al-akhar. One is greater than the other, meaning the Quran, of course, is greater than the other. This was the first that was mentioned. Kitabullah, the book of Allah. Hablun mamdudun min as-sama. It is a rope from the skies, from the heavens, all the way to the earth, meaning it is that which keeps you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your connection to Allah jalla fi ula, wa itrati ahlu bayti. And likewise, my family. The family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are being told to hold on to these two, my brothers and my sisters. It is upon us, my brothers and my sisters, to love them, to acknowledge that the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a virtuous lineage. You don't just treat them like anyone else. We've come across our mashayikh. If they came to know that someone were from Al-Bayt, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage, right? Then they would treat him differently, simply because of his lineage.
As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, wa ahlu bayti, udhakkirukum Allahu fi ahli bayti, udhakkirukum Allahu fi ahli bayti, udhakkirukum Allahu fi ahli bayti. I remind you to take good care of my family. I remind you to take good care of my family. I remind you to take good care of my family. In Sahih al-Bukhari, my brothers and my sisters, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one, he swears by Allah, whom my soul is in his hand, لَقَرَابَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَنْ أَصِلَ مِنْ قَرَابَتِي, that I keep good ties with the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is more beloved to me than keeping ties with my own family. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, أُرْقُبُ مُحَمَّدًا فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ, look after the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to fulfill the rights of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then be sure that you do what he's saying to you. Take good care of his family, my beloved brothers and sisters. So this is our aqeedah. Who are this Ahlul Bayt? Ahlul Ali, the family of Ali, the family of Abbas, the family of Ja'far, the family of Aqil. هَؤُلَاءِ هُمْ أَهْلُ بَيْتِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ أَوْسَعُ مَا يَكُونَ. Right. Today we hear a lot about the progeny and the lineage of Hassan and the progeny and the lineage of Hussein. It is still baqin ila yawmina hadha. The lineage is still carried, my brothers and my sisters, to this very day. Right. حُبُّ الصَّحَابَةِ كُلِّهِمْ لِمَذْهَبُ وَمَوَدَّةُ الْقُرْبَى بِهَا أَتَوَسَّلُ. The hub, the love of the companions is our madhab, my brothers and my sisters, is what we believe. And also, loving the Ahli Bayti Rasulillah, it is a righteous deed that we do tawassul with, which we use as a means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi would also say in some lines of poetry, يا آل بيت رسول الله يحبكم فرض من الله في القرآن أنزله يكفيكم من عظيم الفخر أنكم من لم يصلي عليكم لا صلاة له. Right. He mentions in summary that loving the Ali Bayt رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is a fard. It is an obligation that has been mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that which is sufficient to show this virtue is that whoever doesn't send salah upon you in the prayer, then his salah is not complete. There is deficiency in his prayer. Shaykh al-Islam Taymi rahmatullahi alayhi would say, وَلَا رَيْبَ أَنَّ مَحَبَّةَ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ wajibah. Loving them is something that is wajib. It's not something that is sunnah, guys, that I can if I want. No, he says that this is an obligation. بَلْ هُوَ مِمَّا أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ بِهِ كَمَا أَمَرَنَا بِسَائِرِ الْعِبَادَاتِ. The same way you've been commanded to pray, to fast, and the rest of the acts of worship, this is also a religious obligation, my beloved brothers and sisters. One day he was asked, فَمَا تُحِبُّونَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ, you guys don't love the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْتُ مَحَبَّتُهُمْ عِنْدَنَا فَرْضٌ وَاجِبٌ يُؤْجَرُ عَلَيْهِ. Loving them is a religious obligation. One is rewarded for it. However, my beloved brothers and sisters, we have to be balanced. One time, someone came up to me and said, because I'm from Ahlul Bayt, does that mean I have a ticket to get into Al-Jannah? This lineage, my brothers and my sisters, is not sufficient to get us into Al-Jannah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَنْ أَبْطَأَ بِي عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. Whoever slow in doing righteous deeds, your lineage is not going to come and save you. The poet, he says, my brothers and my sisters, لَعَمْرُكَ مَا الْإِنسَانُ إِلَّا بِدِينِهِ فَلَا تَتْرُكِ التَّقْوَى اتِّكَالًا عَلَى النَّسَبِ. Swearing by Allah, that which is going to save you on Yawm al-Qiyamah is none other than your religion. فَلَا تَتْرُكِ التَّقْوَى. Do not leave off التَّقْوَى, doing what Allah told you to do, and to stay away from things that Allah told you to stay away from. اتِّكَالًا عَلَى النَّسَبِ, relying on your lineage. لَقَدْ رَفَعَ الْإِسْلَامُ سَلْمَانَ فَارِسٍ وَوَضَعَ الشِّرْكُ الشَّقِيَّ أَبَا لَهَبِ. Salman al-Farisi was a Persian. Islam raised him, didn't it? Because of his adherence to the deen. even though he was a Persian. Poet then says, "Ash-shirk, it downed Abu Lahab, this wretched individual. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab." Right. That which is going to save us, my brothers and my sisters, is none other than our religion. To conclude this point, my brothers and my sisters, I want to mention something that our Shaykh Muhammad Mukhtar al-Shanqiti mentioned. He says, بعض الناس تجد عندهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أن آل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والناس عندهم سواء. They will treat the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family, those who have his lineage, and the rest of the people exactly the same. Right? بل ربما يرمي بالكلمة. Sometimes you might even hear him saying, هذا شريف من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول لك لا شرف إلا بالتقوى. You mention in a sitting, oh mashallah, so and so is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family. And then he says, أخي, you know what? لا شرف إلا بالتقوى. Right? No honor except with the taqwa, even though it is a kalima, it is a statement that is correct. However, my brothers and my sisters, right, as we mentioned, they are treated differently to everyone else simply because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told you to do so. Without a shadow of a doubt, this is right. ولكن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والانتساب إليه شرف على رغم أنف من شاء وكره. Allah chose them to have this lineage. رضي من رضي. Whoever wants to be satisfied can be satisfied. And whoever wants to be displeased can be displeased. They have the most honorable of lineages. Right? وغير ذلك مما قال أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salam ala nabi al-mustafa al-mujtaba. My beloved brothers and sisters, it was on this day that the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was killed, right, unjustly, oppressively. This was a tragedy, a calamity that hit the Muslims. He is beloved to us, my brothers and my sisters. However, as I mentioned, we have to be balanced. You will see a lot of things taking place on the streets of Manchester. People bleeding, lashing and whipping themselves, my brothers and my sisters. Right? As I mentioned, we have to be balanced. What do we believe about what happened to Al-Husayn? وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَتَلَ الْحُسَيْنَ أَوَعَانَ عَلَى قَتْلِهِ أَوْ رَضِيَ بِذَلِكَ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ والملائكة والناس أجمعين لا يقبل الله منه صرفا ولا عدلا. Whoever killed Hussein or aided in killing Al-Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنه, right, or is pleased with Hussein being killed, then upon him is the curse of Allah, right, the angels and all of the people altogether. لا يقبل الله منه صرفا ولا عدلا, right, Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept anything from him. When you think about that which is taking place, my brothers and my sisters, of people mourning, wailing, crying out loudly, is this something that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam recommended? The one who's more virtuous than Al-Husayn, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, right? We all know that he passed away. Why is it that we don't mourn for Ali ibn Abi Talib the same way we mourn for Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Or maybe the one who's more virtuous than all of them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not, my brothers and my sisters, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, from the innovative practices of this day, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bari'a min as-saliqati wal-haliqati wa-shaqah. He would free himself from the haliqah. You know who the haliqah is, my brothers and my sisters? Al-haliqah hiya allati tahliqu sha'raha. She's the one that begins to shave her hair when she's struck with a calamity. As-saliqah, it is the woman now that begins to raise her voice, shout and wail when she is struck with a calamity, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he's free from her. And then you also have the shaqa, the woman now who begins to what? Cut and rip her clothes. No one is saying you can't cry. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, shahidtu bintan nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam matat wa huwa jalisun inda qabrihi yabki. Right? I saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his daughter passed away, he was sitting at the grave and he was what? Shedding tears. No one said you can't cry when you lose a relative. However, the moment you begin to wail and shout and all of that, this is something, my brothers and my sisters, that is considered from the major sins. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ أَوْ شَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ أَوْ دَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. The one who begins to smack his cheeks or rip his clothes, or he begins to now shout slogans and statements that are from the matters of jahiliyyah, this person is not from us. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, أَرْبَعٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مِنَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ لَا يَتْرُكُونَهُنَّ. Four things are from the matters of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, that people will never ever leave off. Al-fakhru fil ahsab. Boasting about your lineage. You got people walking around boasting about the lineage, right? That they never ever chose. Wal-ta'nu fil ansab, or they'll go around, huh? Insulting the lineages of others. Wal-istisqa'u bin nujum, seeking rain from the stars. Wal-niyaha, and also wailing and crying. As I mentioned, my brothers and my sisters, it was a tragedy what happened to Al-Hussein, right? It was a calamity that struck the Muslims. However, we have to abide strictly with what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right, had advised us with. Yes, he did say to us, take good care of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lineage has a significance and an importance and a virtue. He could have also told us that when one from the Ahlul Bayt passes away, behave like this. But he didn't do this, my beloved brothers and sisters. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, النَّائِحَةُ إِذَا لَمْ تَتُبْ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهَا تُقَامُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَلَيْهَا سِرْبَالٌ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ. This person who's now wailing and shouting, when a loved one passes away, on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, if she doesn't repent, you might be hearing she, because this was something that women were known to do. But now also men will be doing it. If she doesn't repent, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, clothes and a dira' will be brought, right? A gown, and they will be clothed with it. And this gown, my brothers and my sisters, from the gowns of the hellfire. So conclude, my beloved brothers and sisters, to conclude, two points that I want to finish off with. Whipping and lashing yourself, my brothers and my sisters, and making yourself bleed. This normally would take place, right? And it would be carried out by people who would curse Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. They would curse Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha of having committed a zina, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed her from. In Surah An-Nur, we know the verse is right. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةِ. Those who accuse the chaste ones, those who are free from a zina and all of these allegations, they don't bring forth four witnesses, then lash them 80 lashes. You know what's so ajeeb, my brothers and my sisters? They curse Aisha, right? There was no hudud and the penal code, the lashing to take place on them, they ended up lashing themselves. Subhanallah. Right? Of course, there's no one here that's going to apply the punishment of accusing Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He used to make me think, subhanAllah, perhaps Allah is making them do this, whipping and lashing themselves because of what they say about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the last point that I want to mention, my brothers and my sisters, the issues that took place between Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu and also Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was a lot of fitna that took place in the time of the companions. What is our mawqif minhu? Because you will hear people speaking ill about Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or maybe even speaking ill about Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muhammad ibn Sirin, the student of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said about this fitna that used to take place between the companions, hajat al fitna wa ashabu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10,000. When the fitna started, the companions were 10,000 in number. فَمَا حَضَرَهَا مِنْهُمْ مِئَةٌ. Right? It wasn't even 100 that attended. بَلْ لَمْ يَبْلُغُ 30. Rather, it didn't even reach 30 of those companions who took part. ذَكَرُوا لِأَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِي. They said to Abi Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنهم, Ali ibn Abi Talib, وَالزُّبَيْرِ وَالطَّلْحَ, فقال أبو سعيد أقوام سبقت لهم سوابق وأصابتهم فتنة فردوا أو فردوا أمرهم إلى الله. These are companions that have now departed from this world. Leave that which took place between them. They went through a fitna. Leave their matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one of them was a mujtahid. We believe that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my brothers and my sisters, he was more correct in that which took place. It wasn't Muawiyah and Ali fighting over rulership. This wasn't something that took place. Even they tried to accuse Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha of all sorts of things, right? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha لم تخرج تطلب الزعامة. When she exited, it wasn't for the purpose of wanting to become a leader. وإنما خرجت تريد الصلح بين الفريقين وقد أشار عليها بذلك مروان بن الحكم. But rather she went in order to rectify that which was taking place between the companions. Imam al-Dhahabi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, and I'm going to stop here, that Abu Muslim al-Khawlani وأناس معه جاءوا إلى معاوية. Abu Muslim al-Khawlani and a group that were with him, they came to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وقالوا أنت تنازع عليا أم أنت مثله. You are trying to now take the rulership of Ali ibn Abi Talib, or are you like him? فقال لا والله. He said, والله, that's not the case. إني لأعلم أنه أفضل مني وأحق بالأمر مني. I know that he's more virtuous than me and he is more deserving of being in charge. ولكن ألستم تعلمون أن عثمان قتل مظلوما وأنا ابن عمه. However, do you not know that Uthman was killed unjustly and he was my cousin? Right. والطالب بدمه. And I'm the one that's now seeking his blood. He wants retribution. فأتوه فقولوا له أو فأتوه فقولوا له. And then he told them, go to him and say, فليدفع إلي قتلة عثمان. Let him pass to me those who killed عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأسلم له and let him submit. فأتوا عليا فكلموه. So they came to Ali ibn Abi Talib and they spoke to him. فلم يدفع إليه. However, Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه refused to conform. This is what we believe, my brothers and my sisters. We don't start insulting Ali. We don't start insulting Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. As Umar ibn Abdul Aziz would always say, leave it to what has already been. Right? We will be held to account and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with everyone accordingly. We believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven them, my brothers and my sisters, and it's not right for any individual now to engage. We have to be balanced. We have to be wasat. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. This is our religion, my brothers and my sisters. Without going overboard, while at the same time we are not negligent. As we mentioned, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. لوط عليه الصلاة والسلام would make the dua, رب نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. يا الله, save me and also my family from that which they do. And this is a dua we should be saying a lot because of what is happening to our kids and our society. رب نجنا وأهالينا مما يعملون. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة.
So... inshallah ta'ala naqra bi riwayati Khalaf al-Hamza. I'm going to read with the riwayah of Khalaf al-Hamza. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلي الذي خلق فسوي والذي قدر فهدي والذي أخرج المرعي فجعله غثاء نحوي سنقرئك فلا تنسي إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفي ونيسرك لليسر فذكر إن نفعت الذكر سيذكر من يخشي ويتجنبها الأشقي الذي يصلى النار الكبري ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيي قد أفلح من تزكي وذكر اسم ربه فصلي بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وبقي إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولي صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحي لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله
السلام.